Good evening. This is Crystal Clear, the host of More Morgulons. Yes, you're listening to More Morgulons. It's season 13, if you'll remember correctly. We're on episode 323. Why? I think you mean wow. But why? Because our voices deserve to be heard. Our true life stories are not conspiracy theories, they are not misinformation, and they are not delusional beliefs. They are real life experiences. And, you know, Morgies are not the only ones who have been accused of suffering from mass hysteria when they've actually been hit by some kind of crazy covert weapon.
It was a weapon.
Of course it was a weapon.
An energy weapon.
Absolutely.
What sort of energy is this that we're talking about?
I believe it's RF, radio frequency energy, in the microwave range.
A clue that supports that theory was revealed by the National Security Agency in 2014. This NSA statement describes such a weapon.
Talking about Havana Syndrome, y'all, this is the latest 60 Minutes.
Describes such a weapon as a high-powered microwave system weapon that may have the ability to weaken, intimidate, or kill an enemy over time without leaving evidence.
Sound familiar? To some of you, I bet it does. And to me, when you look at the government's, quote, investigation into the Havana Syndrome matter, it looks a whole lot like the Morgulons matter. And these were not what I would call investigations. They were what I would call cover-ups and attempts to discredit the witnesses. So Morgulons is not the first disease by far to be marginalized and dismissed and the sufferers discredited prior to later discovery and understanding. Fibromyalgia, anyone? Multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, H. pylori, aka stomach ulcers. There were so many instances in history and in current events, Havana Syndrome, Morgulons, where you see these initial denials. But the difference, my friends, between those other things I mentioned, like fibromyalgia and MS and Lyme disease, in those cases, nobody tried to cover up the truth. Whereas in the Havana Syndrome and the Morgulons disease, the government did get involved and they did what they said was a thorough investigation, but all the people that suffer from Havana Syndrome and Morgulons have said, this is corrupt. This process is corrupt. It's a cover-up. So I think that you can't get a more credible witness pool than those who are dealing with Havana Syndrome. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that the witness pool of those dealing with Morgulons is so incredible. I find myself to be a very credible person. I find the people that have contacted me through this show to also be credible people. But hey, you can't fool all the people all the time. But you can fool a lot of people. You just repeat a lie long enough and enough times, and people will just be like, oh yeah, that's the new fact. That's the new reality. Well, all that means to me is that the truth needs to be repeated over and over and over again. Hence, more Morgulons! We're bringing you a great show today. We have a listener, a new listener, stepping up to the plate with all her courage, her forbearance, her grace, and her wisdom. Her name is Sarah. I can't wait for you to meet her. Stay tuned.
The statement goes on to say, this weapon is designed to bathe the target's living quarters in microwaves. The NSA disclosed this in a workers' compensation case.
Yeah, kind of like the VA also granted disability rights to one of its veterans that got Morgulons. You can find it on the interwebs, people, or at least you could back in 2020 when I found that document online.
But for reasons that are unclear, the State Department is raising doubt about the other 14 China cases.
China? You mean the country that made the bioweapon that killed about 7 million, 8 million people and counting all over the world? China, the country that purposefully poisons our cinnamon with lead. China, the country that was running an illegal biolab in Reedley, California that contained over 20 deadly pathogens, illicit drugs, and genetically engineered rats that spread COVID. China, the country that's flying spy balloons, high altitude craft in our airspace without any consequence from the United States. China? China, the country of forced abortion and genocide of Uyghurs? No, they would never use directed energy weapons.
The State Department's medical office sent Mark Lindsay this note that says, "We have reached the decision that your symptoms and findings do not correlate with the Havana cohort."
They tried to deny it. They tried to cover it up. They tried to minimize it.
Why would the State Department minimize this?
Because it's China, because we have such a large trade relationship with them.
China, the country that created the Brain Project in 2011, a paramilitary project to blend together neuroscience and technology to create an advanced weapon that could read and write to the human brain in 2011. And then after the Morgulon study was finished in 2012, that study, which was led by Dr. Michelle Pearson, then in 2013, the United States announced the Brain Initiative, our own attempts to meld technology and neuroscience. Of course, it's only for the paraplegics. Of course. We're just pouring all of this money into projects, defense budget money, into projects so we can help paraplegics. Wow. Because paraplegics are a big part of the fighting force. Come on. Oh, and by the way, would you like to know who the chief of staff of the current Brain Initiative in 2024 is? It's Michelle Pearson. Yes, the lead investigator on the Morgulon study. Morgulons, the seeming self-assembling, self-replicating nanotechnology, microelectronic machines that seem to live in our noses and our eyes and probably therefore are traveling up to and from the brain. I don't know. You guys, it's all speculation. I don't have evidence. I just know that when I hear the stories of the people with Havana syndrome, I am like, wow, I totally get what they're going through. And the reason why I get it is because of Morgulons. Like, check out the new 60 Minutes, y'all. It's pretty cool. It's pretty good. They've found new evidence that actually Russia is behind these attacks, which I wouldn't doubt. Although I also feel like it's probably China too. But anywho, bringing it back to the USA, to Boston, Massachusetts, where this listener hails from. It is fellow Morgie and badass lady, Sarah.
That, and I told her, I said I had cystic acne, and I'll never forget. She's like, "Who told you you had cystic acne?" And I was like, she's like, "You have acne. I'll tell you what you have." And she was just like, she was like this Haitian woman that's like very, you're gonna listen to me. And then it was just interesting because she put me on minocycline, mm-hmm. a pretty high dose of it, for 8 months. I'm gonna keep.
So basically, I was on the antibiotics, and it would like kind of get better, and then it got to the point where it was like I felt like it was gone.
Yeah.
And then I stopped taking the antibiotics for probably about like 2 months, and then I got the COVID vaccination.
What kind was it? Pfizer, Moderna, or just
Moderna.
Uh-huh.
So after that, it came back. Now, not just like on that cheek, but then it was like on my nose and like going up like towards my scalp. And I like noticed that like my hair, you know, the hair thing was starting. And I was like, my hair's like going down to my wound. And like,
it's just uncanny. It's still to this day to me like sort of surreal and unfathomable.
By the way, I haven't listened to your earlier episodes yet. I'm working my way backwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm like kind of in the middle of our
closer to the beginning of 2021 right now. That's
where Oh, my God. Wow. That's an honor. Thank you for listening.
I kind of recently just stumbled upon it. Just kind of went crazy because my hair started to go down, it just moving on its own and getting stuck in my face. And then I started to have all these white and translucent hairs. Then it got really it looked infected. And I went to my primary care doctor. It was a new primary care doctor, just happened to be getting a new doctor. And she's that's really infected. I didn't go in there for that. It was just an appointment that I had set up. And I happened to have a really infected face. And so she thought it was MRSA. So she put me on medication for MRSA. Hmm. And she set up a follow-up appointment. And I had, at that point, emailed that doctor that was treating me, and I freaked out on her and was like, you've had me on antibiotics for 8 months. You didn't tell me to take any probiotics. Now I have a pitcher's worth of yeast infection on my face. Because that's what I thought it was, because I was doing
right. Logical conclusion or hypothesis. Yeah.
So that's just where I was at that point. And then I had to go back for a follow-up, and she had given me a referral to a new dermatologist. So we went, I did a follow-up. She's like, that doesn't look like MRSA. She's like, it looks like fungal or something.
Let me ask you this. What did it actually look like? What kind of, was there exudate? Was there stuff coming out of it? Was it crusty? What was it?
Yeah. So it looked like a funicular, carbon apple. Do you know what that is? So
no.
Hey, it's me, listeners. I realize what she was trying to say was carbuncle, which is a really big, angry pimples, meaner older cousin.
It was all over my whole entire
Oh my God. What were you going through emotionally with all that?
Oh my goodness. It was so awful. And I had there was so much. I was a very, very pretty girl. And having beautiful long hair, was my signature, you know, and all of a sudden, my hair was falling out, it was getting stuck in my face. You know, at first it was I can kind of cover it up with my hair, you know, and then it was now my hair is getting stuck in my face.
Yeah, you're but it is the hair. The hair is the fucking problem.
Yeah, so now I don't have the hair anymore. And that wasn't too much to help me either.
Well, I don't know what you look like, but you're still beautiful. And when you say I was a really pretty girl, I don't believe it. I know that there's lots of beauty radiating out of there.
I had this moment at church, a year into this, where it just was so obvious to me that as much as this is happening to me, it's also happening for me.
Yes. There's so much to get out of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I'm definitely I definitely want to jump up the tallest building sometimes. It's a strong feeling.
Understandable. Anyone who's been through this and so many other things in life, but yeah, I mean, it's a fight for survival, isn't it?
It's for real. So I at this time too, I was going through a divorce.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
Jesus.
So it was at the time, definitely, I think it's so important to note that because my immune system, from the stress of everything that was going on, was just not up to par. I feel had I gotten the COVID vaccination and had a strong immune system, maybe this wouldn't have happened to me the way that it did. Maybe my body would have just kicked it out and it wouldn't have been so permanent. But I just think it was just
Do you think that was because you had a kind of a sensitized, over autoimmune kind of reaction to the COVID thing or to the morgues, or do you have a sense of that? Or I guess
a little bit, yeah. So I've done so much research into this, like so much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's part of it. It's part of it, you know?
Right. And yeah, definitely. It's so funny listening to people like and their stories, and it's like, yep, I can.
It's so recognizable. I mean, speaking of looking into a mirror, it's like, what the fuck, man? How can all these complete strangers be doing the exact same shit as me?
And it's funny too, because like you talked about, you're like, I was a liberal, mm-hmm. you know, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I voted Democratic, like, my whole entire life. Yep. That was me, you know, and even being a Christian, like, I was, like, the person, I campaigned for Obama. I was, like, the Jesus-loving Obama girl, uh-huh. you know, and...
Right. Has this changed your perspective?
100%. I'm 100% a Republican. I'm voting for Trump all the way. Like,
That's so interesting.
It's completely, like, everything that I believed was real is no longer reality. Yeah. But it's a fact. It's like God, that day that, like, God, this isn't happening to you, it's happening for you.
Right.
I can't even explain it. It's like he downloaded a movie into my brain.
Wow.
And, like, gave me this whole vision of, like, all this stuff, and like things are kind of being revealed as I go along. Like, I didn't know the government part was going to be part of it. There was like, I was like in major writer's block, and like my cousin, my second cousin is Daniel Zellman, and he married Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, and like mm-hmm. he's a screenwriter. So like, I do have like,
you have a story to tell. You have a story to tell. Downloaded right straight from the source.
Right. So it's like, it's insane. Like, because it's kind of always been like something in the back of my mind where I'm like, I know that there's like something in me, and then so it's all happened. But the craziest thing. So I don't want to miss out on like this kind of most important detail. It happened right after I went to that first doctor. So
yeah,
I go to that doctor. I'm sorry, I'm all over this.
No, go on.
It's crazy. So I go to my primary care doctor, and she calls me on a Wednesday. I'm sorry, I went to my second, like, follow-up appointment on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. She calls me on a Friday afternoon and says, Sarah, I was looking into the hair removing thing, and I think you might have scabies. And I never, like, even really, like, knew anything about scabies. Never thought that you could get that on your head. I thought it was, like, an STD.
Right.
So
right.
I...
And it basically is.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I freaked out, obviously, and, like, went, and she couldn't see me until, like, the next week, because it was a Friday afternoon. So I, like, went to see this MinuteClinic, got promethean for that, and, like, did the treatment, did it for my daughter.
Right.
And then went to the appointment she gave me more. And, like, then it was just, like, everything was just, like, just black specks everywhere. And, it was everywhere. And I was, like,
yes.
What's going on?
Everywhere. And, like, and what was, you know, going on? What the fuck was going and is going on?
Right.
The mystery continues.
Like, literally, like, I would see them fall off of me to my daughter.
Yeah.
And I was, like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to, you know, now I'm doing my research, and like, now I'm convinced I have crusted scabies.
Scabies, Norwegian scabies.
So now I'm ivermectin, so I convinced the MinuteClinic to get, urgent care.
Yep.
To give me
ivermectin.
Ivermectin, and I did 2 rounds of that, and on the second round I had like wicked adverse reactions, like my whole left side of the body was like numb, and it just didn't help. Like, it was made everything worse. Like, it felt like it was, like, literally now my hair is like literally alive. Like, people could see my hair moving,
right?
Like, it was insane. So I went to, and we had a snowstorm that night, and I went to the emergency room, and I didn't have anyone to bring me there.
Oh.
So I called them, like, the ambulance.
Oh my God.
I could cry for you, but what's one more tear?
I'm here to live without fear.
This is crystal clear.
The powers that be would have us believe that our true life stories are misinformation and conspiracy theories. But I know, and you know, that your experiences are real. No, you're not always right about your interpretation of experiences, but the experiences themselves, they did happen. They do happen. They are happening. And it's for each one of us to judge what we find credible and what we find possible, what we find probable, and make all those discriminations. But let's make them. I really never ask you guys for really anything except to hear your stories, which is a huge thing to ask for. Sorry, but there's something else I need. If you like this show, if you're enjoying this show, if you're a huge fan of this show, if you really hate this show, I encourage you to leave a comment. A review would be the best thing. Go on the podcast platform that you listen to and leave a review for More Morgulons. It helps the show get more exposure. And my sense of things is that this is helping some people, and it's definitely helping me. And I would like to reach more people with this community. So rate the show. Comment on the show, review the show, make a big sign and stand on overpass. Like, y'all gotta listen to More Morgulons. Tell your granny, tell your uncle, tell your school teacher.
Tell the guidance counselor something wrong with this lady I heard on the internet named Crystal Clear. She got delusional parasitosis. Things aren't always as they seem. That's why the variety of stories and voices of real Morgulons, suffering survivors, we're not really sure what we're doing. We just know that we're winners, warriors, and a force to be reckoned with. But I'm just saying, like, I don't like the narrative out there in the media world and the public discourse about us. I prefer that we tell it. And there's no censorship on More Morgulons. No, sometimes there should be, but there isn't. So there's very little editing as well. Thank you for your patience with the sound quality of this episode. And let's keep it going, guys. Rate, leave a review, make a big ruckus about More Morgulons and how fucking amazing it is, or how much this Chris Clear lady sucks. You got to check it out yourself to believe me how much.
Thank you for listening. I want to bring you the rest of Sarah's story in a coming episode.
Stay tuned.